Questions 14 to 16 are based on a taped library tour. You now have 15 seconds to read questions 14 to 16.
Hello, and welcome to the university library. This taped tour will introduce you to our library's facilities and operating hours. First of all, the library's collection of books, reference materials, and other resources are found on levels 1 to 4 of this building. Level 1 houses our humanities and map collections. On level 2, you will find our circulation desk, current periodicals and journals, and our computer and copy facilities. Our science and engineering sections can be found on level 3. You'll also find back issues of periodicals and journals older than 6 months on this level. Finally, group study rooms and microfilm collection and our audiovisual center are located on level 4. Undergraduate students can check out up to 5 books for 2 weeks. Graduate students can check out 15 books for 2 months. Books can be renewed up to 2 times. There is a 50 cents a day late fee for overdue books up to a maximum of $15. Periodicals and reference books cannot be checked out. The library is open weekdays 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. and on Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. The library is closed on Sundays.
You now have 30 seconds to check your answers to questions 14 to 16.
Questions 17 through 20 are based on the following discussion about a survey result. You now have 20 seconds to read questions 17 through 20. Sam, could you review the results of the survey on leisure sporting activities again? We need to plan out our proposal for this Friday's business meeting.
Sure, Mary. I've summarized the results in the handout broken down by consumer age groups and sporting activities. The survey was administered to 550 men and women between the ages of 18 and 55 years old, and the results have been compiled in the following age groups: 18 to 26, 27 to 35, 36 to 45, and 46 to 55. According to the results, the most active group involved in sporting activities are those between 18 and 26 years old, followed by those 36 to 45 years old.
Okay.
As far as particular sports are concerned, people in these two groups cited jogging as their favorite recreational sport, followed by skiing, tennis, swimming, and cycling.
Based on what you have said, I think we should consider targeting the 18 to 26-year-old age group more in the future. I also feel we should consider expanding our line of athletic shoes, particularly jogging and tennis footwear. We also have to come up with a more appealing slogan aimed at this age group.
I see what you mean. However, when these results are compared with a survey carried out 3 years ago, we can see a growing trend among older consumers, 46 to 55, who are becoming more conscious and concerned about staying fit. I believe this trend will continue, so we should focus on this group instead.
I see your point. Well, let's meet again on Wednesday to iron out more of the details of this proposal. That is the end of Part C. You now have 5 minutes to transfer all your answers from your test booklet to answer sheet 1. That is the end of listening comprehension.
练习三.
Section 1. Listening comprehension. Part A. You will hear a dialogue on enrolling for a course. Listen and complete the sentences in questions 1 to 5 with the information you've heard. Write not more than 3 words in each numbered box. You will hear the recording twice. You now have 25 seconds to read the table below.
Good evening. Which evening course would you like to enroll for?
I've been thinking about taking this course in modern guitar. Are there any vacancies?
Well, there are 9, 10, 11 enrollments so far on the list. So that means we've got 4 places left. The class seems to be filling up much more quickly this year. You'll find the details in this brochure.
Will it be starting next week?
We hope so. It's due to begin on Tuesday, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Shall I put you down? We'll have stopped taking any more names by this evening. So, if you...
Can you tell me where the course is held?
Oh, It's in the main building, second floor, room 219, immediately opposite the library. You can't miss it. There are posters of pop groups all over the walls.
I see. And if I do enroll, what will I need for the first lesson?
Well, you'll be needing a guitar, of course. That's absolutely essential. You'll also have to have a student tuition book. There are copies on sale in the book room. We get them quite a bit cheaper from an educational supplier, so you can buy one at a bargain price.
How much is this all going to cost?
The course fee is £12.60 a term. That's 12 weeks. The student book costs £1.50, and if you don't actually own a guitar, presumably you'll have to buy or borrow one. You can get a second hand on for around £20 to £50 for a fairly reliable instrument, depending on the sound quality and general condition.
Now you will hear the recording again.
Good evening. Which evening course would you like to enroll for?
I've been thinking about taking this course in modern guitar. Are there any vacancies?
Well, there are 9, 10, 11 enrollments so far on the list. So that means we've got 4 places left. The class seems to be filling up much more quickly this year. You'll find the details in this brochure.
Will it be starting next week?
We hope so. It's due to begin on Tuesday, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Shall I put you down? We'll have stopped taking any more names by this evening. So, if you...
Can you tell me where the course is held?
Oh, it's in the main building, second floor, room 219, immediately opposite the library. You can't miss it. There are posters of pop groups all over the walls.
I see. And if I do enroll, what will I need for the first lesson?
Well, you'll be needing a guitar, of course. That's absolutely essential. You'll also have to have a student tuition book. There are copies on sale in the book room. We get them quite a bit cheaper from an educational supplier, so you can buy one at a bargain price.
How much is this all going to cost?
The course fee is £12.60 a term. That's 12 weeks. The student book costs £1.50, and if you don't actually own a guitar, presumably you'll have to buy or borrow one. You can get a second hand on for around £20 to £50 for a fairly reliable instrument, depending on the sound quality and general condition.